Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. It's good that you can join me, and I pray that the Lord will allow your schedule, that you'll be able to be with me this week, because the Lord has placed some scriptures on my heart. They're really amazing scriptures, and I'm asking the Lord to do a work in our hearts that we can have a new sense of perspective, a new sense of appreciation for all that He has done for us and what awaits us. I want to stir in you a sense of expectation and anticipation for the good things that God has ahead. Every good and every perfect gift come down from the Father of lights, in whom there is neither variableness, neither shadow of turning. And this particular week is a week that many are traveling. They're going to be with family and loved ones, and it's a special time, I think, that we can celebrate the goodness of the Lord and thank Him for His many blessings in our lives. But I want us to enlarge the scope and perspective of our faith and to understand all that God has given us to the limited degree that we are able with these finite human minds and understandings that God has blessed us with. It is a time to be grateful. It's a wonderful time of year. And before we go into the message, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank You for the privilege that we have to just gather around Your throne. Lord, that we can just be in Your presence, and then You can impart to us greater understanding and revelation of Your goodness, of Your mercy, of Your love. And Lord, that You would cause an ever greater and increasing spirit of thanksgiving and gratefulness to be in our hearts at all times. Lord, we're living in an evil and dark and wicked generation. But Lord, You have caused us to be in the world, but we're not of it. And we can rise above all the violence and the evil and the sordidness of this present age and begin, even at this moment in time, Lord, to walk in the liberty, in the freedom, in the joy of our inheritance. So, Father, anoint Your word. Lord, I pray for those who have been going through difficult times. Lord, holidays are sometimes a very difficult time for those who are alone, those who have lost loved ones. And I'm asking, Lord, that You would just cause Your presence to compensate for every loss in the natural. And Lord, that they will begin to experience what Paul wrote about, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I thank You for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, with the Lord's help, He has enabled me to pull together some absolutely amazing scriptures. And they may be familiar, but I'd like, as it were, for you to hear them for the very first time, because we've read them, we've sort of glossed over them, but we have not really lay hold of all that God has in these specific promises. Now, let's start by looking at a scripture in the book of Proverbs 28 and 5. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you invited Jesus into your heart and life as Savior? Are you seeking the Lord? Do you know what that scripture just said? It says that if you're seeking the Lord, you understand all things. Now, there's another beautiful passage found in the book of Psalms, that's Psalms 19, to help us understand what the word is saying to us. It talks about the law of the Lord and what happens when we begin to receive and meditate and lay hold of God's law, his principles. In verse 7, it says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb." These few verses instruct us that if, as we seek the Lord, if we're simple, if we are not greatly blessed in terms of intellect or natural giftings, all that doesn't matter, because seeking the Lord enables us to be wise, to have understanding that some of the finest intellects and minds in this present age can't even begin to apprehend. The spiritual man, beloved, understands all things. Now, we know from Thessalonians that man is composed of body, soul, and spirit. We understand our bodies, our soul is our will, mind, emotions, and our spirit is that which God has created after his very own image. And we, through our spirit, where Jesus dwells, the Holy Spirit dwells in us, it is through our spirit that we understand the things of God. 1 Corinthians 2 and 12 says, "Now we have not received the spirit of the world," can you say amen, "but the spirit which is of God." Listen to this, "that for the purpose of, that we might know the things that are freely given us of God." Those are gifts. We don't have to work for them. Whatever this passage is talking about, the things that are freely, extravagantly given us of God. Another version says that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God, that we might get insight into the blessings God has graciously given us. Now, 1 Corinthians 2 and 15 says, just a few verses further, But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Another way of putting it, we could say a man gifted with the Spirit can judge the worth of everything. If you have the Spirit, you can find out the real value of everything. But the man with spiritual insight is able to understand everything. I don't know, but that's a mouthful. Do you feel you've arrived there? Well, I mean, I, as I even ponder and reflect on these scriptures, it sort of kind of staggers my mind. It's like, I don't think I've arrived there, and I have a feeling most of you haven't either. Can we understand all things? What are these passages talking about? Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to gain some understanding. Now, the spiritual man who is born again into God's kingdom understands that God created all things. We are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hands. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Isaiah 44 and 24 says, "I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself." And Proverbs 16 and 4 says, "The Lord hath made all things for himself." When I read that or share that scripture with you, that makes me think of the passage, I don't know exactly where it is in Revelation, but all the multitude around the throne are praising God, and they say, "Lord, thou art worthy to receive honor and glory and praise, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Praise God. So the Lord has created everything. There's nothing that exists literally in the physical realm that we can see and perceive with our senses, or in the spiritual realm. Those spirits that God created, he didn't create them, demons, but fallen angels, the angelic hosts, the various administrations, if you will, of angels. He has made everything, the entire universe. It is so vast that science is just beginning to get glimpses of how huge it is, how large our solar system and the innumerable galaxies that exist throughout this universe. We know so little, but the heavens declare his handiwork. Hallelujah. Now, let's take a moment. This is God. This is, and he is a tripartite being, if you will. There are three aspects, three separate individual persons. We don't understand the Trinity with our mind, but there's God the Father, there is Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Now, in God's plan, before the foundation of the earth, he was already thinking of you and I. He was planning a family. And in John 1 and 3 says, in the beginning was the Word, referring to Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him. In Jesus dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Matthew 11:27, Jesus said, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. Well, I'm just beginning to lay a groundwork or foundation, if you will, and there's some really exciting things I want to be sharing with you in the days ahead. I hope you'll be able to tune in, and if not, just go to the website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen at any time. Now, this is the final week I'm going to be offering the Ministry Classics of Reverend Neil Glass and Song and Radio Broadcast. I have it on CD format. It's also on the website. And if you would like, we are celebrating our 50th year in ministry. I've put together a 50th anniversary commemorative booklet, a brief history, pictures, and it's yours just for the requesting. If you listened a while and you'd like to know a little bit more about the ministry, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.